The ensuing credit boom, the biggest in a decade, put renewed pressure on the lira and pushed inflation up. Days after the latest run on the currency, however, the banking regulator relaxed its rules on asset ratios, which had required lenders to pump out loans or face heavy fines. The central bank, meanwhile, has reverted to using a baffling system of policy rates through which it can raise borrowing costs indirectly. The combination of smoke and mirrors will not do. With the central bank's benchmark policy rate at 8.25% and inflation at nearly 12%, Turkey has one of the lowest real rates among big emerging economies. Since the start of the year, the lira has shed nearly a fifth of its value against the dollar. Foreign investors have pulled $11 billion from Turkish shares and bonds. Local depositors are running to the greenback for safety. Analysts warn that the central bank's failure to win back some of its credibility with a moderate interest rate increase now may force a massive one later. Even this may not be enough. The right response, says Hakan Kara, a former chief economist at the central bank, would be to give the bank the freedom to raise the main policy rate. State banks must also take their foot off the gas, urges Mr. Kara, and the authorities should let the financial system price risks freely. Consistency would also help Turkey win back foreign investors. One day, regulators are punishing the banks for not handing out cheap loans, complains Gizem Öztok Altunsaç, an economist. The next, they ask them to turn off the taps. The problem is that Mr. Erdogan is deaf to all this advice. On August 10th, he called for rate cuts. God willing, he said, they will go down further. God help the lira.